Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Delivering a creative pitch is both an art and a science. It can be a thrilling experience, or it can be genuinely brutal depending on how the client responds. Nick and I have both been involved in a number of creative pitches, some successful and others crashed and burned. And today we talk about examples of both. Listen in and learn that pitching is not for the faint-hearted. Enjoy. I can't believe how good these look together. Nick brought me some 3D printed book stands and a cool book with all mushrooms on the cover of it. And the colors are coordinated beautifully with a chartreuse and a kind of a lilac purple. And it looks really nice.
Oh, wait, is chartreuse green?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, chartreuse. It's one of my favorites, actually, because of the energy of it. I also love street cone orange. Yeah, that's something about the pop of that, too. I look at those and I get energy out of them. Magenta. Oh, yeah, give me some of that. Cerulean blue. Those are the things. Those are magenta.
Those are some deep colors.
Yeah, that's well. I've been actually, because I've been working on a project for Habitat for Humanity, and they have those colors in their palette, but you wouldn't know it when you see the stuff that they promote out there. And so,
yeah, because it's very stoic.
Yeah, well, kind of, but why? You know something? They're building houses for people. They're putting roofs over people's heads. It's like such a magical, let's celebrate this kind of thing. So I'm working on a campaign for them. I can't talk about exactly what it's about, but I have taken all of their colors and have found a way to employ them in a way that feels like, hey, come join this energy.
Nice.
So hopefully when I pitch them, they are going to love what I bring to them. There's always a chance that they won't. I mean, it's like you've been in the pitching world, right? Where you have to be in the room and see people respond to your... Okay, so worst response to a pitch ever. What? Go.
It was someone who had no intention of looking at any of our pitches.
Oh.
He just wanted to be in the room and talk about his ideas.
Oh, I've had clients like that, actually.
Yeah, he did not want to see anything that we did. Nothing we did was going to be good enough because... He was the person with the idea for the brand. It was his name.
Oh.
No, it wasn't his name, but it was his company.
Okay.
Right. Either way. So, it was just not going to happen.
That is hard.
No matter what we showed.
So did you just not show, or did you show and he
showed?
Oh,
no, they still showed, and they were so excited. So I had just done some of the copywriting, but some of the designers were in there. Like, they were so, Mike and... Mike Forrestall, who we also call Dodd, were so like into the designs and the pitch that they were like, oh, let's just have the designers come in too. And that was what made it the most uncomfortable was that the designers were there just getting, being told that their designs were just bad. Just like childish or just, whatever he was saying about them.
Oh, and that's hard. But on the other hand, I tell you what, in order for them to get the rhino skin, they need to survive industry.
Yep.
Let them feel those slings and arrows because it's hard. Some people are jerks in the way that they present their feedback.
Sure.
But man, they need to hear it. Everyone needs to hear it. And to know if you're going to keep that client, how are we going to make this person happy, right? But I feel bad for them because designers, you know something? They don't mean to be sensitive. They just, when you're trying to create original stuff and then show it to people and get their reaction, it's a tough thing, I think. You know, I do it even with my art. Although, once I create my art, if I like my art, guess what? Get out of my way. I don't care. You may not like it, and that's okay. You don't have to buy it, but, you know, I like it. And I feel the same way about my creative concepts. I'm like, if I get to the point where I'm willing to show this to you, I like it.
Yeah.
And I'm also willing to say, hey, look at this thing I created. I really love it. And people are like, love yourself much, Bob. And I go, yes, I do.
All the time, every day.
I have to teach everybody else how to do that. So I'm setting the example.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I hope that when I pitch ideas now, as opposed to when I was younger, I have pride in the idea, but not ego invested. What I mean by that is I like the concept and I like the work that I put into it, but my ego is not wrapped up in it, making me defensive or unable to evolve it based on other people's feedback. At least that's what I hope. Have a great day.